KX 93.5. It's a perfect Friday and even better now. The name of the band is James Super Cave. They are in studio with us. This is Joaquin, Patrick, and Andy. The song you're going to hear right now, stripped down, is called Virtually a Girl. Welcome, gentlemen. Take it away. KX 93.5, yes, live performance at our Pearl Street studios. That is James Super Cave, band members Joaquin Pastor, Patrick Phillips, and Andy Villalobos.
Patrick Logothetti.
Oh, my apologies, Patrick Logothetti. Where the hell did I get Phillips from?
Previous band member.
Okay, are you okay? Previous band member. Sorry, man. I dug up some old dirt. I'm gonna have you talk into this mic here for the conversation, and I'm sorry that we did.
That's cool.
Go. So at least he didn't shoot me down on the good mic. Shot me down on the crappy mic we couldn't hear. So you guys are from L.A.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. How was the drive out here?
That was beautiful.
Good, man. Welcome to Laguna Beach. Welcome to Orange County. You're in Costa Mesa tonight at the Wayfair.
Yeah.
What a great venue, man.
Oh, I know. I guess I've been there once when it was Detroit Bar a while back.
Yeah.
But haven't been since they turned it into the Wayfair.
Great spot to play, man. You guys sound great early in the morning. Which it's tough to do.
My, yeah, still waking up.
Yeah,
it's really tough to do sometimes. So you Virtually Girl. Tell me about the song. Tell me about how that came about.
Yeah, I was dating somebody who was maybe a little more obsessed with their phone than you know what was going on in real life. Right. And that kind of became the subject of the song, and it talks about one lover specifically, but it's a commentary on sort of, you know, society's most recent addiction.
It's hard to drift away from that song. So once you get into it, the first 10-15 seconds, you're hooked, man. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Great song. What are you guys recording now? What's happening now with the band?
Well, we've got a lot of recordings happening. There's an album kind of taking shape right now, and we just released a song called Something to Lose.
Yeah, we love that song.
Oh, thank you.
We love that song here.
Thanks so much. So we're planning on releasing a remix for that in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And a handful of other singles are kind of ready to go. So we'll see.
Right on.
We'll see what we leak out.
And a lot of the new stuff is going to be played tonight at the Wayfair.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Once again, to our listeners, if you're not hip, these guys are amazing. The band is James Super Cave. They're at the Wayfair tonight in Costa Mesa. Showtime's at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
All right. Right on. And you also shot a video for Something to Lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the video process, does that just take you out of the mood?
You know, this video, we're normally so involved in our videos,
right?
And this was the first time that we ran into a director who...
That's Kevin Clark, right?
Yeah, Kevin Clark.
Yeah.
Really cool dude, and we pretty much just put our hands up and let Jesus take the wheel on
that
one.
That's awesome when that can happen.
Yeah,
that really is.
It was special. Yeah, it really turned out.
Right on. Now, how'd you guys meet?
Pat and I went to
it was a dispensary. my knee was hurting, and sorry. Exactly. Go ahead. You and Pat went to school together?
Yeah, we went to school together at UCLA. We were both at theater school, actually. And we were playing music together on and off for a long while there, and then we met Andy years later in Echo Park.
Right.
Yeah.
And said, hey, let's do something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you're not super caving, what are you guys doing?
Oh, man. Surfing.
Right on.
Working.
Yeah.
There's some side hustles for sure. We DJ. We're working on a soundtrack for a film right now, actually. Documentary that I can't say much about it, but it's... It's essentially about people going to jail for speaking in public in this country.
Okay, that sounds like something I would want to see.
Yeah.
I swear, that sounds great already, man.
It's going to be very timely with what's going on with the press.
Looking to be releasing that documentary when?
Well, we have no control over that.
Right.
We're just trying to make it sound pretty, you know?
Right on. Well, right on for a good cause, for backing a good cause, man.
Yeah.
I already know it's cool. All right, let's do another song.
Cool.
You guys want to do another song?
Yeah.
All right, so... We play Something to Lose here, don't we? Yeah, we do. We play a great, hot version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we about to hear something stripped down and cool?
Yeah, this is bare bones. So we'll see if this song stands up without all of the whistles and tricks.
It's a big favorite here in Laguna Beach. It's a big favorite amongst our callers, our listeners, man. So I can't wait to let them to give them this treat, man. So,
very cool. All right.
So everybody, once again, please welcome James Super Cave.
Behind, you were first to open your mouth.
KX93.5, James Super Cave. And let me tell you how amazing that sounds, man. You guys sound great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Brother.
That song again, Stripped Down, Something to Lose. And I liked the video. I saw the video today.
Oh,
I got the video of Something to Lose. I got some questions about it for you, if you don't mind.
Fire them.
All right. Well, first, I gave you the car question earlier. There's a cool old car in it. I love it. It has nothing but style. Where'd you find that car?
Our good homie who's been doing a bunch of the artwork for us, he did actually the single artwork for Something to Lose. That's his car. He's a styling cat.
And my next question on the video itself, so there's a scene in there where the girl's in the shopping cart and then guy leans the cart over and she kisses him.
Yeah.
How dangerous was that scene to film, man? I mean, I could never get away with that without dumping her face first onto the asphalt, man.
We told them we didn't have insurance. They were like, we're good.
Let the stunt doubles do that one.
Yeah, I was like, take two, take three, please. So you guys have toured with everybody. You've toured with War Paint, Jungle, Crystal Castles, Erykah Badu.
No.
No?
That wasn't a tour. That was a one-off. We did a Vans-sponsored big night at South by Southwest, and we got to open out for the Queen.
That's pretty sweet.
It was an incredible show, but they pulled the mic on her. She was in the middle of this, like, everyone was just dead silent. She was just testifying. She was speaking. Everyone was in a trance.
As she does.
And then some guy starts waving his arms from the side of the stage, and then the mic just goes out. And they just cut her off.
Oh, that's brutal.
It was brutal.
That's brutal. That's lawsuit country, man.
Right.
You guys scored the 2016 Best Of with your Better Strange LP. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm a couple of years late on the congratulations, man. I know that, but yeah, you know what? Now, tell me about the time, Joaquin, tell me about the time you met Gus Seifert.
Yeah. So I was wandering totally aimlessly through
Gus, by the way, producer who helped us out on a lot of our first records.
And collaborates as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wandering aimlessly through the hills of Echo Park and overheard what I thought might be a live band. I couldn't tell. It was sounding really good. And I was convinced it was a recording, and I ended up approaching this porch and just Shazamming, like, with my phone out, trying to get a hold of this song. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And then the music stops, and the door opens up, and I'm sitting on this guy's porch, and he's like, hey. So I have to explain myself, and then he's like, oh, yeah, this is a mix I'm working on. He sounds a lot like Nicolas Cage.
you didn't do that on purpose, yeah.
He's like, come on in. And that was the first time I met Gus. I probably hit him up with some demos around 6 months later, and he was traveling at the time. But he was like, "I love these. Let's get to work on them when I get back in." And that's how some of our first official recordings.
How magic was it? You chose that doorstep, that stoop to sit on, man.
Fate, man.
That's magic.
Actually, it's more like a doorway at the top of a staircase inside a garden that you have to get through first.
So you stalked him. That was more like stalking, I think.
Yes. I knew where he lived the whole time.
So tonight you guys are in Costa Mesa and you're playing with Sleep State.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with them?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. Played with them before?
No, we've never played with them.
All right.
And then Jubilo Drive is the opener, and there's some friends of ours. And yeah, excited for them. They just put out a new recording, looks like things are kicking back up.
Right on. So the next song we're gonna hear a recorded song from you, but I wanted you guys to be able to tell us where we can find you, man. Tell us where all these listeners can find you on social media.
We're all over the internet, just
everywhere,
all over.
You don't even you barely have to use the word James anymore. You can just hit Super Cave and we're gonna come up.
And apparently Joaquin, all you have to do is open your front door and there he is on your suit. So easy to find, right on. And upcoming dates aside from tonight?
There's a prospective date happening at Echo Park Rising, and we are maybe setting up a New York show in August.
Right on.
But that's what's coming up right now.
Yeah. So Echo Park, from Echo Park, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got Temecula over here. Representing. Now, Temecula is the 909, right? Can I say
it? Used to be. Yeah, we moved up. We got moved up to 951.
We ain't no 909ers anymore, boy.
We got our own kind of dust bowl going on over there.
Tell me about growing up in Echo Park.
So we all live in Echo Park. Right. I didn't grow up in Echo Park.
Okay, cool.
I did grow up in Highland Park, not too far away.
You can throw a rock from there.
Yeah.
Echo Park.
Until I was 10, and then I grew up in Santa Cruz, California. After that.
But Echo Park, it's cool. It's getting artsy. There's some parts that we're struggling with a little bit in Echo Park.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that was a while ago. Yeah. I feel like artsy is already behind us, and we're on the way down to
$6 coffees.
Yeah, West Hollywood land.
I was trying to be kind.
I got many words.
You call it artsy. All right, we're gonna play a track called Better Strange. Tell me about Better Strange.
Better Strange is it's a call out to all of the people that need to just be themselves and let their freak flag fly.
Right on, man. Right on. I like you guys more now than when you walked in, man. You're very cool, dude. Great cause. Let me know when that documentary comes out, man.
Oh, for sure.
Please, make sure you come back. You hit us up again, please.
Love it. Indeed.
All right, we're talking to Joaquin, Patrick, and Andy, and you can find them everywhere. Open the door. There's Joaquin. James Super Cave is the name of the band. Tonight at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, 9 o'clock. This is a show you don't want to miss. So if you need more information, give us a call here. But right now, yeah. Thank you for coming in, guys, first of all.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Let's hear Better Strange, KX93.5.
Change me, I'm in mine. I like you better when the strangers left together fades away and she can play.